This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan right now. It's time for the C Block starring Corey Majors.
I have a question, and I feel like this is going to get me a looking from.
Oh.
Are we going to have a best of Mike segment where we play all of his best moments?
I mean, how many shows would that take? Is Mikesterpiece of the Week. Yeah. God, we need to start right now.
Yeah. I don't know if there's enough time.
I think we can go find all the posts that Carter's made of those little shorts that he puts on Twitter. I think we could just run those, and that would be a very good run right there because they're wonderful moments.
And then I lose them forever because, like, Taylor Swift lost all her songs.
Yeah, but then she re-recorded them, and now they're Taylor's version.
I can just say it over again in a microphone and they're mine?
Mm-hmm. Like KNC, whenever you're
too much talk,
whenever
Kevin,
you move on, it'll be KNC's version.
It feels like a threat.
It does feel a little bit like a threat. Guys, we do have some hits and misses from the weekend from the Super Bowl. This will be the final hits and misses of the 2024-2025 season.
I promise I'm listening, Corey. I also got distracted looking for the perfect mic picture for our Facebook post.
Oh, you want me to send you one?
Oh, yeah.
I have a lot of from the airplane when he's sleeping. Remember I showed you on the way out there the other day?
I found
a lot of good ones.
I found one I really like, too, of him with his bronze medal.
Yes.
Firing his fists up in the air.
And don't forget the one from that video where he turns around. He had his bouncy shoes on or whatever, and he turns around and gives you the
wink.
I got a lot of good pictures of Mike. I'm gonna have to delete them all out of my phone so I don't cry every day.
No.
Just so I'm not hurt, you know? And what Mike can do is he can just text me every day a new picture. And I can be like, see, there's my picture.
I don't know
of the
if
day.
I'm gonna do that. I don't even text my daughter that much. I mean, I text her, but I mean, I'm not texting you more than her.
Hey, can we reflect on that one time when you were going to catfish your daughter?
Oh, yeah.
So she would talk to you more.
Yeah, that was when she was a freshman. I wanted to talk to her more. So I felt like there's no way her friends are texting her or calling her, and she's refusing to text and call her friends back. So I thought, what if I catfish her and come up with how I'm a UT student and have a fake picture and everything, and she responds to my text the way that she probably responds to text besides dad, and then I have a great relationship with my daughter, but she doesn't know that it's her dad.
And you just never really ran that thing all the way to the end, though.
Do you ever bring that up at dinner with her, though? Like, you're out and you're just like, by the way.
Oh, please don't ever tell
like,
her that.
Like, Sue gets up to go to the restroom. I'll tell like, her, hey, yeah. I need to tell
no,
you
don't tell
I'm not
going
to do it. I'm just going to tell her I thought about it back when in like September when you were a freshman at college and I was missing you, that the only way I thought I could maybe get you to respond to text is if I came up with a fake account and acted like I was a UT student.
How do you think that's going to play out from there?
We'll find out.
Okay.
I am happy that you get to do something you love, though, Mike. I'm really happy for you there. Hits and misses. We'll start with
your children. I'm sorry.
You do what you have to do. I want to talk to my daughter.
Okay.
You want to talk to your kid?
She responds occasionally. Do you have that issue with Brandon?
Not as much, just because he's around.
Yeah. What if Brandon wasn't around? You wouldn't catfish him?
I would not.
We'll see.
What would you do? How would you just be like, yeah. I'm going to be lonely?
You don't know how it feels yet.
I would just call him.
And he wouldn't call back.
Yeah, he's not answering or calling back.
They don't call back. You're like, are you alive? I can't find you on that fine thing anymore. We took you off because that's violating your privacy.
So your decision was make a profile and be like, hey, you're really cute. And that's how you're going to start.
I wasn't going to try to be your boyfriend.
Right. Okay. Just friend.
I
think we might be reframing this issue.
Okay, yeah. Well, fine. If it takes trying to be your boyfriend, then fine. But I know she has a boyfriend. Yeah. So now I'm just a scumbag.
So that's the main issue you have with the plan?
Yeah. Well, now.
Okay.
She didn't have a boyfriend when she started.
Yeah, she went to school and didn't have one at the time.
Yeah, now she has one.
And then it was fine. But now.
Yeah, now I just have to become her friend.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Sounds like you have a solid plan.
But I'm used to not talking to her now.
Well, that's kind of sad.
Yeah.
And what am I supposed to do about it? If you have college kids or had college kids, you just get used to it. It's not fun.
Yeah.
You'd like to talk to them every day or at least text them every day. And some kids do. Mm-hmm. Mine doesn't.
You have two options in that instance. You either live with it sad.
Or catfish
them. Those are the only two options. Yeah.
Those are the only two options?
That's the way Sean puts it.
Oh, and that.
Is this about the Josh Allen thing?
Yeah. He gives you two choices, and then here's your two choices. Either never talk to your kid again or catfish him.
You obviously haven't given us any other solutions either. Yeah. So.
Okay.
But I appreciate it.
Well, fine. Solution number one.
Tell me.
Tell your daughter when you see her in person or when you talk to her on the phone, hey, I really wish we could talk more. I miss you.
Who knows when that's going to be again?
I'm going to go see her next Thursday and Friday and Saturday.
Almost a full year before he gets to see her and do that.
That's when I'm going to tell her about the catfish plan that I decided not to do.
I really think that this is terrible. Does your wife know about this plan?
I don't think so.
Okay. Don't tell her
maybe
either.
Maybe I did tell
don't
her.
Don't tell her either.
She's like, I never can tell when you're serious or not. Don't do that.
That's fair. It's like the day we were at Specs. I just want to make this clear. He's not leaving for like 3 weeks, but it's that the day we were at Specs. And he goes, oh, what'd you get? And I was like, oh, I got some toffee. And he goes, I'm pretty sure it's pronounced taffy. And I was like, pretty sure that he was just messing with me, but not 100%.
Do you know now?
I still don't.
How do you pronounce it?
Toffee. Taffy is a different thing.
Yeah. Let's call the whole thing off. It's like tomato, tomato.
No, I understood.
Yeah. Number three on the
hits. I immediately understood. I'm sorry, Corey. Please.
You're going to miss me.
I didn't say I won't miss you. I will miss you.
From a phone number at the 406. One thing we know for sure after February 28th. Kevin's blood pressure will be lowered at least 100 points.
I'll step in.
What if Kevin becomes the best Kevin?
The best version of himself?
Yeah. Because you're gone?
Yeah. Like stress goes down. Like,
and I come in whistling to work every day, and I'm skipping. Like, hey, Corey, how you doing?
You get to like May 1st, and your therapist was like, so what's going on with you? Yeah. You seem like everything's right. And you're like, I don't know. And they're like, it's really been like about 3 months or so that I can really notice a change in our conversations and where you're at in life and your relationships. And then you go back to, well, I had a person leave my life on February 28th.
Oh, no. Who passed away?
And you're like, and then the therapist goes, well, it looks like you're doing better, a lot better.
Okay. I'll let you know.
Now, what if you're doing worse? What if you get to May 1st and you're dealing with so many issues and you just have to have me in your life and you know what your plan is? Two options.
Catfish.
You catfish me.
Catfish me.
Because I'm not responding to your daily text. And you're like, I need more information and I need to know how your life's going and your kids and your wife. And all I see her is when Noah's sick, which is quite a bit. And then,
that's true.
And then all these things, but I'm just not responding enough. And so you decide to catfish me. so that we can have a better relationship. And I don't even know I'm having a better relationship with you, but it makes you better.
Are you, if you're going to catfish him, Kevin, are you going to do it as a man or a woman?
See, but I don't imagine Mike wanting to have conversations with people that he's not already obligated to have conversations with.
Okay.
Like, Mike doesn't strike me as a let's go make new friends kind of person.
I have plenty of friends.
So exactly.
You're going to catfish him as Ken Griffey Jr. then. Because he'd be like, oh my God, me and Ken Griffey Jr. We've been chatting back and forth for the last 6 months. This is awesome. I think he would be all about having a relationship, friendship with Ken Griffey Jr.
Yeah, he's older. Talking about relationship.
That's all you had to contribute to that? He's older.
Fact. I threw a fact out there. People want facts on the radio, Kevin. Yeah. When I leave, just remember, people want the facts.
They don't want opinions.
They want the score. They want the box score. They want what's coming up next.
They want the box score.
Yeah. Well, I still don't know what Patrick Mahomes did. You haven't given the box score. That's what they say. Give the box score and leave the opinions to
three touchdowns, two interceptions.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Okay.
So now I know.
You're still in hits and misses right here. I wasn't sure. The box score.
I feel like we'd monopolize a lot
Corey,
of your
what's
time.
What's going
Corey.
On in this segment? Yeah.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Lori days of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
I don't even know anymore.
Hit me.
Avery got a speeding ticket over the weekend.
What?
Yeah, he was going 90 in a 70. And
dang.
Yeah.
Good for him.
And
holy
allegedly,
moly.
Allegedly.
He knows how to drive,
you know,
huh?
Deep in your heart that that's true.
He
right?
He was like, it's not true. And I was wait. Like, don't, come on.
How
dude.
Long we has he had his license?
Since January.
My kid got.
Of last year.
Okay.
My kid has 2 tickets already.
And it does appear that Ken Dorsey has landed a job with the Dallas Cowboys.
Heck
my
yeah!
Internet is slow. Cowboys are working to hire Ken Dorsey as the offensive coordinator.
Right when I announce I'm leaving.
Oh, I thought we had already made a different decision.
Yeah, what are you reading?
Yeah, this is weird.
Read,
I don't know.
You read something earlier today forget that was it. Very confusing.
Yeah, hold on. This is a reputable source.
Yeah, what did you just do?
So... after
talking about Dorsey Levins?
You know, he came home and he was like, y'all are going to be mad. And he was like, I got a ticket. And I was like, well, I am mad. This is upsetting because we've told you specifically because we have the Life 360 app and we can see how fast he drives at times. And I've been like, dude, I saw you going 80. You don't need to be going 80. You need to be going the speed limit on George Bush. Like, just...
if it helps you out, I don't think they've decided his official title
okay.
with the Cowboys.
But they
yet.
Are looking to hire him.
Yes.
And they said, and he said, well, you go 90. And I was like, yeah, I'm also an adult and I can take care of all this stuff myself. Now I have to get involved with helping you out on all this. And I've always said this, Kevin, I look at it as my fee. All right. If I speed every few years, I get a ticket. I pay my fine. I go yep. on. It's the fee I pay for being able to speed.
Sure.
So yesterday morning, because we told him, we were like, look, because he quit his job a while back, he was like, I'm just going to focus on school and music, which, by the way, he's making money doing music right now. This
hey.
Is wild to see how many streams. He's got like 20 million streams.
Music?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, making music. He wakes up on Sunday morning and says, Dad, I need to go make some bets so I can make money in oh. order to pay for this.
It's and illegal I said, in Texas.
I said, well, that's first right. off, you don't make bets. You make plays.
That's and right. Kevin, with where Underdog make,
yeah.
and UnderdogFantasy.com, you can make plays, and that is perfectly legal in
so
the state of Texas.
He had $10, and he had a five-play
yeah.
event.
Yeah, just say five-play.
He had 5 plays. And that $10 would have given him $121.
But
so that was
lost.
What it was going to... He lost every single one of them.
Yeah, good luck to parlays.
Because he went heavy on the Chiefs. Everything was heavy on the Chiefs plays, and the Chiefs
ooh,
ended up playing terribly in this
yeah.
game. One sack for Chris Jones
could've
was all
on
he
the
needed.
Chiefs not completing a pass.
Yeah. The only one he got right was 0.5 or more yards for Patrick Mahomes passing.
That
was like a
free play. That was the free play?
It was like a free play, and I was like, oh my gosh, and he only got that one. I feel bad for him because now he's $10 in the hole plus the ticket.
The one I could have almost guaranteed was the 0.5 interceptions. Go higher for Patrick
Mahomes.
The more
you play / bet, you should become smart enough to go, this doesn't work.
This isn't how I make
fair.
My money. This is how I have some fun. Like it's
right.
a it's a leisure
true.
Activity for me, and it's fun if I'm okay with losing this amount of money.
Yes.
But if I'm not, and now the next thing he said was, well, how am I going to get that $10 back?
See, that is a mistake every time.
Antoine Walker style.
Meaning?
A lot of different meanings. He shakes his boobs a lot.
What does that have to do with trying to win his money back?
People have made money doing that.
Yeah, people have made money. I mean, we were in New Orleans just last week,
yeah.
Kevin. We saw on Bourbon Street that you can do that and make money.
You can become a slumlord.
Mm-hmm.
Antoine did that. The way he couldn't make money was he was chasing Michael Jordan's gambling habits.
Yeah, that's a bad way to do it.
Because he was like, I got to hang with Michael Jordan, so let me bet with Michael Jordan. Well, he has about $1 billion more dollars than you, Antoine.
Okay.
So... I don't like Antoine Walker.
Quarterback
ruined the Mavs.
And that's the C block, ladies and gentlemen.
What percentage of the information you wanted to give us do you think got?
I had Avery speeding and Mavery betting. All the rest of it, I just enjoyed hearing. I really enjoyed reminiscing the catfishing story. That was one of my favorite moments. I thought it was hilarious. I was just going through. Somebody tweeted us the time whenever we were talking about the McMahon family, and we talked, and you know how they were a wrestling family.
Oh my god!
And that made me laugh even harder because I know how much it irritates you. But at one point, Mike go, he couldn't remember the name, but he goes like this with the headband, and you yelled, "No, not Jim McMahon!" And he was like, "Oh, I got it."
All right, hey, do me a favor, Alec.
Call me the Reminisce Man.
Coming up next. Who knows if this will work out the way I envision it? Super Bowl commercials. What was the best? What was the worst? And what was that one thing with Seal? But, Alec, if you can, come back with some sort of Mike non sequitur or nonsensical thing that he's saying. Let's just come back with that, and then we'll segue into commercials next on The Fan.
There, it's very special meat. It's good meat. It might be the best meat. That's my Donald Trump for a second.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. Excellent work, Alec. That was the perfect non sequitur of Mr. Mike Bassick. In case you missed it, he will be leaving the show.
What?
Your final episode with us will be February 28th.
In surprise. So if you want to say goodbye to me in person, you have to go to spring training.
That is true. That is a very good point. All right. Super Bowl commercials, the best, the worst, what was that deal with Seal?
What do you mean?
And how I emailed Bill Murray.
Okay, first off with the Seal thing, Kevin. We saw Seal at Radio Row or Media Midway last week. And I was like, Kevin, it's Seal. And you were like, I know, dummy. And I was like, but it's Seal. And we couldn't get him. That being said, his name is Seal. They made him into a seal.
Let's go to cut number 19, and where they also superimposed his face onto a seal.
He was a seal.
Take it away, Mountain Dew. Is this your first? What the heck?
Everybody in my house was freaking out.
Yes, exact. Kiss from a lime on the bay.
I don't know what people had, what problem they had with it. Seal approved it.
Mm-hmm.
It was Seal's face.
Mm-hmm.
He's a wonderful singer, and that was a song for a commercial.
I mean, I don't disagree that he's a wonderful singer. He is an excellent singer, but that was weird, right?
No.
No?
I'm going to say no, it wasn't.
Okay.
I thought it was awesome. I loved seeing... When was the last time you thought of Seal?
I mean, when we saw him at Radio
Okay, and before that?
Yeah, when you guys yelled Seal's in here, and yeah. I was like, I knew you were talking about. I knew it wasn't the animal.
So I was... By the way, I was like pointing, and you were looking at me, and I went... and somebody like walked by and was like, oh my gosh, I can't believe
and
you
they
just
actually,
did that.
That you knew the commercial was coming
exactly,
out.
Exactly, exactly. So that one definitely did stand out to me. I thought the McConaughey series of, what was it, A Century of Cravings, when it had all the different types of things that Uber Eats is doing to try and get you to eat food.
Oh, but that was different. Was that different than the Woody Harrelson?
Yes.
Well, okay.
Yeah, it's just all the things you need, like all these different versions. He was Mike Ditka at one point. I thought that was kind of fun. I thought it was a fun one because they've been kind of building with the, Jerry's eating rice. They've been doing that for a while now, and they got to that.
So... I've got the ad meter pulled up. If there's any from USA Today, if there's any specific commercials that you want to talk about, was there one that was your favorite or perhaps least favorite? And I can maybe tell you where it fits in the ad meter.
The one about Hellman's mayonnaise, Billy Crystal.
So,
and I wonder how many people understood this.
That was number 9.
And Meg Ryan
on the ad meter, but then Hellman's got devastated after the commercial aired.
Oh no,
Dave?
No, not Dave.
No, Hellman's. Not David Hellman. Oh. The mayonnaise. So Billy Crystal and Meg Ryan looking
very old,
like they aged naturally. They redid the commercial. I mean, come on.
What quarter was this?
Oh, I don't remember what quarter that was.
But then she did the famous scene where she was eating the sandwich.
So they do the update of the When Harry Met Sally, and then Sydney Sweeney pops in.
Smart move.
So Hellman's posted it, and Duke's Mayo, or the Duke's Mayo Bowl, quote tweeted it and said, "With Duke's, you don't have to fake it."
Oh, dang.
Boom!
That's a win right there. That is a win.
So, I mean, that was a quality commercial.
Now, Sydney Sweeney seemed to believe she wasn't faking it, and that's why she wanted the sandwich.
Oh.
You know?
Now, on the flip side, what the hell was Tubi doing last night?
I don't know, man. They freaked me out with the weird hat heads.
So.
I like wearing hats.
Yeah. Okay.
Good to know.
But Tubi was also responsible for that really quick Z Suite commercial that I don't know if anybody really understood what the
I don't think I saw this one. Yeah. Explain it to me.
They show like some famous people and they're like, Gen Z takes over with the Z Suite. I just, like, I didn't totally understand what we were going for.
That's good.
I believe that was the dead last rated ad in the group.
I've seen this a couple times. My kids really laughed at the Sloth Coors Light video.
I just saw that. That felt low on the list. It's 18. I thought that was good stuff. Right below it.
It caught my eye for sure.
Right below it was another one I really liked, was the Ram Trucks, Goldilocks and the Three Trucks.
Yes.
I just feel we're in the era of Glenn Powell can't miss. Whether it's the Top Gun sequel, redoing Twister, being in a romantic comedy, that dude is on a roll. And I thought that one was really, really fun.
I happened to get a chance to see it before the Super Bowl, but I did enjoy. I raced into the living room when I heard it and told everybody they needed to watch it because it was funny. And that was the Stella Artois commercial with David Beckham and Matt Damon.
That was number four on the list, and I loved it because at the very end when he's like, oh, like Matt Damon famous, and it was Matt Damon playing the
you gotta love when you have a friend like that.
Yes,
you know, that you can kind of rip on like that and everybody thinks it's hilarious and you think it's funny too,
and he's like, oh, more like Ben Affleck famous. That's a shame. Alec, did you enjoy, you know, speaking of Ben Affleck, let's go to cut number 21. This was the Dunkin' commercial.
Welcome to Java Jam, Battle of the Coffee Brand Bands.
Your favorite Dunkin'.
This ain't the Dunkin's. Where the hell are Matt and Tom?
Forget them suckers. Matt Damon and Tom Brady don't have the heart of a champion. We got a new squad, Dunkin' sequel.
Affleck's and Belichick. Dunkin's!
A little more spirit on the, you know, on the charge next time. All right. We got a fourth Dunkin' too coming. Oh, my God.
Hey, man.
Is that coffee? What are you doing in there?
I'm just trying to find the character.
We got a battle of barista buds.
I'm all in for Dunkin'.
All right, stop it. I can't take it anymore. So that was
so weird.
That was the dude from Succession popping up Apocalypse Now out of the coffee. That was in the bottom half of commercial ratings. But I do want to say this one thing. So Belichick's grandchild girlfriend did a top-notch troll job over, I believe it was this past weekend. Did you see she was wearing an Atlanta Falcons
Super Bowl
champion t-shirt? And I thought that was really impressive.
When did they win the Super Bowl?
No, they didn't. But that's the point.
Hold on. She was wearing a shirt that of something that hadn't happened?
Guess what? They made a lot of Chiefs three-peat shirts last night. I don't know where they went.
That's really funny.
But I think they go overseas now.
I frequently, that probably does happen. The number one commercial from last night, it was Budweiser's first delivery where the keg falls off the truck and the horse delivers it, I don't know, a really long way and leads it to that bar.
Why do we have such an affinity for Clydesdales?
That's a great
question. Every year it seems like we walk away and people are like, the Clydesdale commercial, though. Oh,
they were our transportation for a while.
But I never experienced that. I've never experienced transportation.
You live in Texas.
Right.
I've never. You grew up. in East Texas.
Can't ride horses. And so the one time I've gone in a carriage, I don't know if it was Clydesdale, but we just seem to, in this country, love Clydesdales because of the commercials. Now, I remember the one where they kicked the field goals and were playing football. That was good. Like, horses playing football. That's hilarious. And then the one where they had the Dalmatian and they you know, he became part of the team. That was cute. That's enough, though, right?
Obviously not. I guess not. Still love it. If you're Pringles and you see a first quarter commercial where Eugene Levy's eyebrows are flying off and you're like, oh no, we have our own facial hair flying off commercial coming up in a couple of quarters.
You're freaking out.
How did this happen?
You're panicking. You got sold. You know what? Is it the same group? They sold two different companies, man. The same thing. They went to and they pitched it and they pitched it to the other ones.
That is an intriguing hypothesis.
I also enjoyed the Lay's commercial. I don't know if you saw that one where the girl plants the potato.
The potato farmer girl.
I thought that was good.
That was second, I do believe, on the ad meter. In USA, traditionally, they do an ad meter to get people's feedback and determine like which commercials people like the most. The Ultra Hustle, the pickleball commercial, was third, then the Stella Artois, and then the NFL's Somebody commercial was number five. Was that
NFL's Somebody commercial?
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out if that was the Girl Power commercial or was that Nike?
When you say Girl Power, when they went back to the 80s kind of vibe and did the football thing, I thought that was funny. That was fun. The Nike one was where they showed all the female athletes, right? And they were saying, you can't do this, you can't do that. That was interesting. I thought that was an interesting approach. I know a lot of people have gotten to the point where they're like, look, y'all just keep pushing that and I don't care about it. And I think that's kind of the point that they're saying.
Sure.
It's like, some of y'all don't care. Some people do.
Which is fascinating because Nike has some divisive opinions about women's sports to begin with. But, you know, however, I decided take advantage of one commercial that I saw Bill Murray in. He put up a little sheet of paper that said Bill himself at yahoo.com. And I was like, hey, I'll email that right now. Let's see what's up. And so I did email Bill Murray. And, well, I mean, not really. But him and his team or whatever, they emailed me back. Hey, thanks for emailing. Sure, you're thinking, what's Murray doing in the middle of this game? Is he broke now? The usual gambling problems, ugly divorce, understandable reaction, but this is not purely a big money sellout. There's also a dog in my mirror, a real dog where my face should be and always has been. So like what happens after this? He posted like a 2-minute video embedded in this, and I was going to ask
just
for the
audio.
No, I'm sure it's the same one everybody got, but it was just too long to like really get the point of it. And then at the very end, it says, what else? Oh, yeah, no animals were hurt while riding this. Damn, a man in a jam. He goes, send me an email with your best guess. So, of course, I continued. I got 3 emails from Bill Murray with video messages that totaled like 5.5 minutes, where he eventually makes it back to his house after going to the pet psychic and all this other stuff, and his face comes back into the mirror.
Wow. All because you sent an email to your hero.
I do think we have the same birthday.
Wow. Even cooler.
You're twins.
Yeah.
You're like Arnold and Danny.
So just in case it was actually Bill Murray responding to a couple of these, the first email I sent was, hey, can you tell me what definitely wasn't said at the end of Lost in Translation? Because I know people always want to know like what was said. So I wanted his different perspective like what?
Long answers only.
Yeah.
I like that.
He's like, you think our age is inappropriate? Look at Belichick and his girlfriend. Like, I think that could have been like an example of something that did not get said at the end of Lost in Translation.
And Bill Murray's a funny guy, so you know he has lots of
funny things. He is. Exactly. Exactly.
Do you ever want to tell that 24-year-old girl he's going to die within 20 years?
How much money is she going to get?
Serious question. Honestly, is that all she cares about?
I don't know.
I don't know her. If I had to guess, my initial thought would probably be, but
what does a 24-year-old woman have in common with a 74?
Something like that.
Year old man who's going to be coaching college kids approximately her age.
Oh, maybe this is like his way to figure out recruiting better. He wants to know what the kids like.
Gotta stay hip.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
You know how women are.
Thank you, PJ. I really appreciate that.
No, not like that, Mike. I just meant to understand the young people is all I meant by that.
So you're saying he has an advantage over all college coaches because he's dating a college student?
Yes, but I don't really believe that. I'm just trying to desperately figure out the 50-year age gap that has nothing to do with the money and the fame. I don't know outside of that.
I don't have
what if you're... Anymore. I know you don't have a daughter, but if my daughter, 4 years from now... decided to date a 74-year-old man, I'd be like, you're effing insane. Mm-hmm. How many cuss words would come out of my mouth is impossible to know because I don't think I could stop cussing.
I don't know where he's coming from here.
If it makes a difference, Belichick's only 72. So.
All right, well, then that makes it right.
I would love to see that confrontation of you and like somebody who's your dad's age and dating your daughter. And how that would go over.
I mean, Belichick, like, what are you doing, dude?
I don't know. I think it's gross.
It's wrong.
Yes, agreed. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, let's chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation. Next, right here on 105.3 The Fan.
It's over. The Philadelphia Eagles have won Super Bowl 59. They have beaten the Kansas City Chiefs 40-22. It's their second Super Bowl win in 7 years. What a game. What a season. What a team. The greatest Eagles team in modern history.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan right now, courtesy of D&M Leasing. It's time for our chit chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation. Gentlemen, how is you today?
Terrific, Higgy. How are you?
Well, it's okay. It's been kind of a obviously sad day. We've all known that we were going to build up to this news for a while. We can talk about the Super Bowl. I'm sure y'all talk about the Super Bowl plenty. What I would love to talk with you about is Mike finally made his announcement. He is going to be departing in a little bit less than 3 weeks. Last show, February 28th. I know you guys have known about this as well, but how are we feeling?
You know, bummed, proud of Mike for his accomplishments. Yeah. I love, you know, I consider him one of my best friends and a brother, and I love Mike, and it sucks to miss, to see him go. But this is part of, you know, what you go through in radio, so I'm kind of used to that part, but it still sucks, especially because Mike's one of the longest, like, running coworkers I've ever had. You know, I think, is it, like 12, 13 years?
September like that. Of 13 is when we became the midday show.
Yep. Yeah.
September I can't remember 19th. The exact, okay, September 19th.
But I think we were doing Rangers post games in 2010 or 2011.
2011 is when I came on to just... whoever was on randomly do the post game show, and then I would fill in for people. And then September 19th, 2013 is when I joined the G-Bag Nation with Chris and Jeff and you and Alex. And that was,
been a hell of
for a
run.
While.
Yeah, been a hell of a run. But I knew that Mike was obviously very talented for talking about sports. And when he started doing the TV games, I was like, damn, this is good.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I kind of saw this a couple of years ago. Eventually.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. Super gonna miss you. Obviously, I know this is a dream come true for you. So I'm excited for you. I think one of my favorite memories is when I was just a listener. I hadn't started working here yet. I don't even think I had interned yet. But they did the bit about you can't take the weed gummies.
Okay.
And you had gone to like Denver or something, and you said that you tried it. Yeah. But when you came back, they did a bit where Spittle came in and told you like how that's against company policy. Okay. And it was a whole funny deal. That was one of my that's one of my favorite memories for sure.
Yeah, that was. I remember watching Stranger Things on that trip, and I thought it was the funniest show I'd ever seen.
It was summer of 2016 when I first met you because I was interning with you, and I always joked that I wasn't a G-Bag intern, I was a Mike Bassett intern because you were one of the few that asked me to actually do anything. It's like, hey, I need some nuggets. Can you go down to McDonald's? Hey, I need something from Mike Likes It. Can you just find some stuff and email it to me? I was like, hell yeah, Mike. Thank you, bro. I appreciate you.
Just find some stuff.
Yeah, just find some stuff like and send it.
I like it.
Kind of like that day that he was like, hey, let me just Google search fun things to talk about.
Yes.
Let's take a load off.
Yeah.
Now it's all started. 11 more times, me and you, Kevin.
And brought us... He told you to shut up that one day.
Oh yeah, Mike and I are going at it. I'm gonna miss the passion and the fire, and I'm gonna miss the days of
going at each other that way.
You know, Broadus and I handled it like, man, we never talked about it again.
And then I got that epic photo of y'all at IHOP together through the window. That was awesome.
Love the IHOP. We got to get another coach ball sack before you leave, though. At least one last time.
Or a boomstick.
Come on, one more sack.
Yeah, you should let us all put together our bucket list of mic things we want before you go.
I was with Gavin, and we're watching the Rangers postgame show. Nelly Cruz hits a homer, but we have to wait. I can't remember the exact rule. Was it 15 seconds or 20 seconds until we could tell the audience? The Rangers have taken the lead.
Oh,
Nelly Cruz has hit a home run because we can't update. Like, there are certain MLB rules. So Nelly Cruz hits the home run, and I just randomly scream as loud as I can, "Boomstick!"
Yeah.
I love it.
Legendary.
That's so amazing.
Back in the days when we still appreciated Nelly.
Look,
those were them days.
I've been guilty of that for sure. I will admit that. All right.
I had that as a ringtone for a little bit, I think. I just thought it was funny.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, throw people off.
Yeah, just like when you did the ooh-wee at Radio Row on Friday.
That was fun to watch.
I was like, this is my last time ever at Radio Row. I'm going to do what Chris Arnold would do here. And it was fun. I did get all the responses. They all kind of stopped their show and looked over at us like, what in the world is going on over there?
Except for Reggie. Reggie was like, I know what's happening right now.
I immediately put my hands over my face as if to like not have to deal with what was happening in the situation because I got embarrassed so fast.
I think it was a loud and confrontational week. On Radio Row, there was an energy to it. I think a lot of it might have been alcohol fueled, but like
that.
There were viral clips every night of people getting in like these massive fights. So I think people were kind of like on edge, like, okay, what's going on now? It's about to go down over here, you know?
Yeah, I get it. I was listening to that all week, and I saw multiple people like, well, that's what all those other people get since they've been yelling behind your back for the entire for the entirety of.
We need to be from a different spot next time.
Yes, I did, and I liked it. I thought it was cool what a marquee looking spot we had, and then until you find out like all these idiots are right behind yelling and doing all kinds of stuff.
The WIP being two tables down just had me on edge the entire day. I hated it. Screw those bleep holes.
All right, I asked this question. Will the Eagles get to 5 before the Cowboys get to 6?
At this point, yeah. I mean, I don't see it really going our way anytime soon.
Yeah, they're intentionally trying to win championships at every turn. So I think that's pretty fair.
Are you insinuating that we are not?
Yes.
So will they win 3 more for the Cowboys win 1 more?
Yeah, the odds would be on the Cowboys' side.
Would it?
I mean, it's
they've won 2 in the last how many years?
They only 7. Have to win one.
Yeah, and
though.
They haven't won one in 30 years.
Yeah,
it certainly looks like the Eagles
only
would be
the
smart bet there. I don't know if they're going to ultimately, you know, stop pursuing it the way that they are. The Eagles with their salary cap management is very aggressive, and could the Cowboys decide to get aggressive? Like, okay, we really didn't want to go back to building that way, but it's obvious the Eagles are kicking our ass by using future money to pay for players now, so we got to do that too. And if the Cowboys would decide to do that, they're like $325 million behind in their credit card balance. The Eagles is at $400 mil. The Cowboys is at $75 mil. So if the Cowboys suddenly decided to go,
they could
build a team even better than what we just saw yesterday with Philadelphia in a not too short period of time.
Or we could stay with the status quo.
Hmm. Yeah.
It's only so much of that pie to go around.
Yeah, that's
well, at least we
point.
Get to watch Anthony Davis tonight.
Mike, I got some terrible
Mike,
news for you.
Indefinitely. Could have just meant like less than 24 hours or whatever.
Yeah.
How am I not going to miss you?
Yes, that's possible.
Let's go, Stars.
What do you guys... Yeah, and they're off for a week and a half
I know.
Now.
We don't get awful to enjoy time. Them for God, a while, it. But we know that they're badass.
Pitchers and catchers report.
What 2 days guys away. Coming up on the program today.
that's thank you, good. Rangers. We need you more than ever. Please be good. Please be amazing in April. Okay, Pure Gold as always. Obviously, yes. Micah, Mav, Super Bowl, right out of the gates here in 5 minutes. In the G-Bag Nation.
All right, roll home with the G-Bag Nation. We have been the KNC Masterpiece. Make your way back with us tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on 105 through the Fan.
Say goodnight, Kevin.
Good night, Kevin.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.